This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As school districts in New Jersey scramble to submit or resubmit reopening plans, most are looking to start with all virtual instruction. The Willingboro School District in Burlington County voted to go that route very early on, near the end of July. WHYY's Kenneth Burns went to the township to gauge how teachers and parents are adjusting to starting the new academic year remotely.
Leaders of the Willingboro School District tried, but ultimately decided that they were not ready for in-person instruction. District Superintendent Dr. Neely Hackett, at one of Governor Phil Murphy's briefings earlier this month, said while they remain committed to honoring the governor's wishes for in-person instruction, they need all safety precautions in place first.
Although the staff of the Willingboro Public Schools has worked extremely hard over the last several months, there is still much work that needs to be done to ensure the safety of our students and staff.
That work includes improving ventilation systems in schools, getting in personal protection equipment that's been on back order, and training staff on virtual learning platforms and enhanced cleaning protocols. But there was also another factor.
I also want to acknowledge that in collecting feedback from our families, we found that the overwhelming majority were not comfortable sending their children back to school.
Cynthia Edwards, president of the PTA at Levitt Intermediate School, is one of those parents not ready to send her kids back to the classroom. The mom of three says she and her husband decided to homeschool their children this year. She was no fan of the virtual learning put in place last spring when schools shuttered abruptly. Edwards says she will give homeschooling a shot, but hopes that it doesn't become the new normal. She wants her kids to get the benefit of interacting with other children, but doesn't think they'll get much of it in virtual classes.
I also feel that if you're taking socialization out of school, then you might as well stay home, because really that's what you get from school is socialization.
The news to go all virtual was welcomed by the Willingboro Education Association. Kia Collier is president of the teachers union and a pre-K inclusion teacher for the district. She says the decision is for the best in light of how the pandemic has disproportionately affected Willingboro.
We have 77% of students of color, and the township itself is 80% residents of color. And so as we know that this pandemic is affecting, you know, people of color at greater proportions.
Willingboro leads Burlington County in the number of COVID-19 cases. There were 766 confirmed cases as of Sunday. Burlington Township, a nearby majority white town, leads the county in the number of deaths from the virus. Sabrina Austin is not only a reading specialist in the district, she also has a daughter who is a rising senior at Willingboro High School. Austin says her daughter, who has heart issues, has not left the house since March.
With everything, the media and everything that's being said, of, you know, getting out, you know, so that's going to be a process that we've worked through. We're trying to get her out the house, you know, and try to feel safe again.
Austin also has health issues with an autoimmune disease. She has concerns about going back to the classroom as well. Her family does not want her to return, but Austin says she is returning for her daughter.
If my daughter see me go back, maybe that will get her to eventually, you know, step out and, you know, go back.
Kia Collier from the union says the district is making sure teachers are ready to serve students come September. That includes getting trained on how to teach virtually and having a team to help teachers navigate the technical issues that are part of moving instruction online. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.